This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If California is a bellwether, keep an eye on this. New legislation on gender and pay. Governor Jerry Brown could soon sign a pair of bills that most women's rights advocates support and many employers, led by the California Chamber of Commerce, cannot stand. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
You might remember this hit by Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
In the film from 1980, women office workers take revenge on their male chauvinist boss after he tells the female office manager that the man she trained is going to get a promotion and a big raise instead of her.
I've got 5-year seniority over him.
Look, my hands are tied here. The company needs...
Things have improved since 1980. New pay equity policies have helped drive women's wages from 60 cents for every man's dollar then to about 80 cents now. But progress stalled in the last decade, says Ariane Higoish at the Institute for Women's Policy Research.
Women are outpacing men in education. The differences in time out of work for kids and so on have shrunk quite significantly. So something is wrong.
A new measure in California would require companies with 500 or more employees in the state to report the gap between men's and women's pay for salaried workers by job classification. The state's Chamber of Commerce calls this the Public Shaming of California Employers Act. Here's the chamber's Jennifer Barrera.
The company is going to receive unfair criticism that they're engaging in some type of gender pay discrimination or inequity, when if you look further and got more context, you would see, oh, that's because, you know, of a bona fide factor.
For instance, the company's male employees may have more experience or education, better sales numbers, all legitimate non-discriminatory reasons to pay them more. Laura Cray studies leadership at UC Berkeley, and she agrees the published numbers wouldn't fully explain a gender pay gap, but...
What they're aiming to do is look in the aggregate to see if there's a systemic issue with women as a group consistently being underpaid relative to men.
Governor Brown has until October 15th to decide whether to sign the bill. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.